Hello and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries.
Hot dogs make me gassy. Hello.
On a recent sunny Monday in September, I met dining companions for lunch. At A&G Texas Wiener.
It's not. If certain of us don't get a wiener, but we want to try a wiener.
At 325 Main Street in Catskill.
If we want to get something else, absolutely.
Prepared for a venue only of wieners.
I didn't know that there was like so much besides wieners.
Yeah, there's that.
Where's the wiener menu though? I'm not even seeing it.
Texas Wieners, grilled, short and sweet.
I was pleased to find an enduring breakfast and lunch counter.
Grilled frankfurter, Texas wiener,
wiener and grilled frank.
I think that's a good idea.
Serving an array of classic American dishes.
I usually get a turkey sandwich.
Philly cheesesteak, honestly. That's
great. Their storefront is modest.
It's insane as that sounds. It just sounds awesome.
I'm gonna get pancake.
And easy to mistake for a deli.
Turkey club.
Great.
Yeah. Ooh, I kind of want that too, but...
Do you want half?
Yes.
Okay.
Until the words breakfast.
I kind of treat this place like a deli.
Hot dogs.
Which is nice. Like a New York City deli.
Hamburgers.
Which is maybe unfair on my part, but I.
Written on the awning above the window.
Because there's so much more.
Come into focus.
And so much less, also.
Inside, the dining room is small and fluorescently lit.
Anything to drink for you guys?
With a few unfussy tables and red vinyl chairs. Stools at the off-white laminate counter provide front row seating for the action on their flat-top griddle.
They do things a little different here.
I love it.
And
I
we love that.
Which, along with the broiler above it,
look, there's a sign that says A&G Welcome,
are used to prepare every hot dish on the menu.
And it has everybody's name.
The menu is almost 100 items long.
Part of the A&G Texas Wiener family.
Ranging from breakfast platters and omelets to sandwiches.
Is this a chain or is this the only
hot dogs and hamburgers?
It is a good question. I think it's the only one.
Along the way, one can spot.
Because I think that there's other Texas.
Old-fashioned breakfast counter staples.
There's a Dallas, Texas Wieners 2 in Kingston.
Like grits.
And I like that this place closes at 3.
Pea soup and assorted muffins. We requested a round of sodas and iced tea.
I'll get a Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi.
You want
lemon?
Sure. I'll actually also get a Diet Pepsi with lemon.
Make that 3.
As we gazed at the giant red and white menu boards.
They're great.
Not even the same category.
Listen, buttons are great on shirts and pants.
Overhanging a municipality.
I don't want them in my mushrooms.
Coffee cups, utensils.
An English muffin with butter, honey, and nutritional yeast.
Plates, napkins, and condiment packets.
Some ketchup, please.
Yeah.
We ordered a Philly cheesesteak without the mushrooms.
No, sorry, a Philly cheesesteak.
Philly cheesesteak?
Yeah, not a chili cheesesteak. A Philly cheesesteak.
A turkey club with fries.
The turkey club. Oh, yeah, comes with fries.
A grilled Frankfurter and the Texas Wiener. A Texas Wiener.
Just two, please.
Plain pancakes?
Yes.
And a pancake.
Wow. Oh my god.
The Frankfurter and Texas Wiener arrived together on one plate.
I think the hot dog might be like boiled and then finished on the flat top with like a seared side.
The Frankfurter with pungent sauerkraut and yellow mustard.
So it has it's like a little crunchy and then it has sauerkraut.
Well, the Texas Wiener.
I just didn't know that.
It's chili sauce.
Have the same bun and hot dog.
A toasted white hot dog bun.
But was covered in the middle with coarse brown chili.
the dog itself looks good. I like how it looks like long and thin.
And chopped onion.
Do you think there's a difference between a hot dog and a frankfurter?
So this is the Texas one.
That
it has
looks like
chili,
the
onion, and yellow mustard.
The turkey club.
Okay. There's the I really like white bread. I forgot about that part.
And it's toasted on both sides.
There's some mayo.
Four triangular segments of turkey.
I do wish, I thought for some reason there would be like a sauce, but.
Toasted white bread.
What's interesting is it's on, there's three pieces of bread, famously for a club, right?
Iceberg.
Between bread is just turkey, but there's mayo on both sides. And then
crispy bacon and tomato.
One room houses turkey.
Was skewered through the middle.
Crunchy, crunchy bacon. Tomato, lettuce, and mayo, but mayo just on one side.
With a toothpick.
I mean, you need
the turkey has to be the bottom.
I think the turkey does have
it's
to be.
It's too top heavy.
Can you fit your whole mouth around the whole thing or not?
I like to take a little bit of turkey out myself, but I'm also.
So it's a
the turkey was on the bottom half.
It's a wall.
It's a wall.
It's a wall. One room.
It's like the Berlin Wall.
With the tomato, bacon, and lettuce.
Turkey some woman would call that a top heavy sandwich.
On the other end of the middle toast. In the center of the plate, a pile of thick. These are my ideal French golden brown French fries.
We're great. Okay. Thank you. Know.
Radiated with heat.
So wait, how
does this
work?
Do you want to say what we're eating though?
The Philly cheesesteak.
Just describe.
Thin slices of tender roast beef.
The American cheese just makes that amazing, perfect melt. It's a white American.
White American.
Ooh, I love white American.
I love white American.
I love
shellacked with melted white American cheese.
Steak is sliced so perfectly thin, kind of like paper thin.
Wow.
And served on a crisp.
I got it without mushrooms.
Hoagie with sauteed onions and green peppers.
Exactly.
I've got green and red.
Colors.
Colors of.
Had a satisfying variation of textures.
I think that sometimes there is mayo.
And may not have needed mayo.
But in this scenario, I'm not sensing any, and I'm going to tell you something, doesn't even need it.
Yeah.
Or the ketchup, my dining companion dotted
that
onto
the ketchup
it.
Comes out in a thin ribbon of the bottle.
With thoughtful moderation.
You know what I mean? Right. So you can kind of go bite by bite, which I personally like to do.
A thin red line.
I didn't get my pancake. Should I ask about that?
Yeah.
We took the pancake to go.
And do you think, can I get an order of pancakes to go? It's okay, it's totally fine. I just want to try them. No, it's fine.
But some of its charm.
Tastes kind of chemically.
Was lost on the car ride home.
So you're going to cover it up with syrup?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
They're like, yeah, it's kind of like rubbery.
To this edition.
I guess a little fluffy, but.
Of food segment.
Oh, weird. The bite I just had.
On WGXC.
Had what you're talking about. But my first bites didn't have that at all.
Maybe it's just sort
bread.
Of like, the bread becoming.
Oh, yes.
It's gravy? It's bread.
I have no clue. I feel further from the truth than I've ever been.
Awesome.
Huh.